Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Sam Yaakov Shom, Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Emdalit. The Gemara, in the top of Amud Beis, explains the Machloikis of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva regarding someone who lent his friend Alamashkorn, he has a collateral, and the collateral got lost. And the question is the one holding on to the Pekodon, the lender, is he responsible for the loss? And the Gemara says it depends if he's considered to be a Shomer Socher, or a Shomer Chinam. And what it depends on. So the Gemara on top of Amud Beis wants to say that if he's only holding on to the Mashkoin, he's definitely a Shomer Socher. He's considered to be Oisek B'Mitzvah, and he's Potter Min HaMitzvahs of Tzedakah. So he's considered to be benefiting from the fact that he's holding on to the Mashkoin. But if he's benefiting from the Mashkoin itself, Malvit Tzorech LaMashkoin, he's using the Mashkoin, and then he subtracts from the loan after using it. So when he's holding on to the Mashkoin, he's not only doing a Mitzvah, but he's also having his own personal benefit. The question is that considered to be the din of Oisig B'Mitzvah Potver HaMitzvah? Rabbi Akiva says, even though he has his own benefit, he's still considered to be Oisig B'Mitzvah and he's Potver HaMitzvah. Well, it says no. If someone is, when doing a mitzvah, he has his own personal benefit, he's not considered to be Oisig B'Mitzvah, which is Potver HaMitzvah. So it comes out that you have here a fundamental machlokes. When a person is doing a mitzvah and he himself gets a benefit from it, is he considered to be oisig b'mitzvah or not? And this seems to be an afkamina in halacha. The Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, Siman Lamed Chai says that the koisvi tefillin u'mezuzos, and the people that are busy with tefillin mezuzos, they sell them and they buy them. So they're patur me'anochos tefillin kol hayoyim, except when you do kriya shma tefillin. They don't have to wear tefillin because they're busy with Sefer Torah with tefillin mezuzos, he there considered to be oisig b'mitzvah. So the Mogen Avraham quotes Rashi in Sukkah that says that they're buying and selling the Sefer Torah with tefillin mezuzos in order, their main intention is to make sure that everybody will have enough tefillin and mezuzos in their house. Says the Mogen Avraham Mashma, that if he's doing it for his own benefit because he wants to make money, he's not considered to be oisig b'mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham brings a question for the Gemara Nedarim that there it sounds even someone who's doing a mitzvah and gets paid for it, he still gets to be oisig b'mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham answers in the second answer, the question is what's ikar kavanosoi? If the ikar kavanos is for the mitzvah and as a side benefit it gets money, so then it's considered to be oisig b'mitzvah. But if his ikar kavanos is to make money, so then he's not considered to be oisig b'mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham sends to Simon Taflam and Gimel Seif Ches. That's the Hilchus Pesach. And it says over there that if you have a wall that collapsed, he should not check under the wall for chametz because there may be a scorpion over there and it's dangerous. And what is the issue? There will be a danger because maybe after he's checking for the chametz, once he ends checking for the chametz, he's going to start checking for other things, for other items that he lost. And then he's going to come to Sakana. Mashma, says the Magen Avraham over there, that if while he's looking for chametz, he's also looking for his own items, he's doing a checkup, he says, you know, I'm going to look for chametz, but maybe I'll also find something that I lost. Then he still has a din of shluchi mitzvah einen mizoikim. Mizoikim mitzvah, he's not going to be, there's no sakana. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, the only time you have a sakana is maybe after he finishes the bdikas chametz, he's going to continue checking his own items, and then there's a sakana. Mashu, before that, even if he has a dual intention, he's checking for chametz and checking for other things, he still has the din of shluchi mitzvah einin zoykim. And he brings the example of someone who gives tzedakah, al menat sheyicheh bni, gives tzedakah, and his intention is because he wants his son to live, so he's considered to be a tzaddik gomer. So the Magen Avraham learns that all this goes together. If a person has the right intention, he wants to do a mitzvah, but he wants to have a side benefit as well, so then it's okay, it's still considered to be a mitzvah. Do you have a din of a single mitzvah, part of a mitzvah? Still has a din of a mitzvah, the gabi that we say, the shluchim mitzvah einem nizoykim. So the Biur Halacha, in Siman Lamed Ches, asks on the Magen Avraham, that according to Magen Avraham, that if a person has the intention for his own benefit, he's not considered to be a single mitzvah, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Lima de Rekivo, if a person is having a pikadim because he's enjoying it and benefiting from it, it's still considered to be oisig b'mitzvah. Why is this different than the case of Magen Avraham? That a person is benefiting from the fact that he's selling Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos and he's not considered to be oisig b'mitzvah. So the Biur Halacha brings two answers. Answer number one is that maybe by us that's what it means. It means when a person is doing pikadim, his main intention is for the mitzvah of pikadim, the mitzvah of avah. But in addition, he's also benefiting by the fact that he's using it. It's considered to be that he has dual purposes, similar to what the Magen Avraham brings from Hilchos Pesach. The second answer, says the Biur Halacha, and it's also written by the Kravitz Horitz, or Chonon Wasserman writes it in Siman Ches Oysud Aleph, that there's a difference between a person who's doing a mitzvah itself or he's doing a hechsher mitzvah. When a person is doing the actual mitzvah, so then you say, even though he has other cheshbonos while he's doing it, he's still considered to be a mitzvah, and he's considered to be oisik mitzvah. But when a person is not dealing with the mitzvah itself, he's doing only in the hechsher mitzvah, so then if he doesn't have the right intention, it's not considered to be his oisik mitzvah. And that's the difference between our case, when he's dealing with a mashka, which is a mitzvah itself, and the case of selling Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs. When you sell Sefer Torah, it's not a mitzvah of the actual selling. The mitzvah is to learn the Sefer Torah. The selling is a hechsher mitzvah. So there you have to have more of an intention to do it for the right reason in order to be qualified to be considered to be oisig mitzvah. A third explanation, some want to say, based on a soy, which is brought down in the Tshuvas, his Oyerus Tshuvah of Rav Shimon Sofer, that there he says, that when do you have a din that you have to have the right intention when you're doing a mitzvah? That's a mitzvah bin adon lamakim. Between a person and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he has to have the right intention. If he has the wrong intention, so then maybe it's not considered to be doing a mitzvah. But in mitzvah shebin adam al chaveiroi, when you're doing something for the benefit of your friend, then you don't have to have the right intention. As long as the friend benefits, that's good enough. Because by bin adam al makom, I don't care so much about the intention, I care for the benefit of the friend. And maybe with this, you can answer the question very simply. In our Gemara, that the question is considered to be oisik b'mitzvah legabe tzedakah, which is b'nodon l'chaveiroi. That we say oisik b'mitzvah potter b'na mitzvah. But legabe moichi tefillin mezuzahs, we're going to put it in tefillin. The question is considered to be oisik b'mitzvah. There it's a b'nodon l'makim. So there you don't say. There you say that the intention makes a difference. So we learn three answers how to put together the Magen Avraham with our Gemara. Either that our Gemara we talk about someone has a dual kavonas, also kavona for a mitzvah, and also to benefit from it. And then Magen Avraham is talking when a person has only the kavona to benefit. Or that here we talk about mitzvah itself, and there we talk about a hechsher mitzvah. Or that here we're talking with Adam Lechaveiroi, that there I don't care what's the intention, and there we talk about Adam Lamakarim, that the intention makes a difference. And when I was preparing this year, someone told me a Maisa Neirah just happened now in Yerushalayim in Zichron Moshe. And this has to do with this third answer that we just learned. A Yid goes into Zichron Moshe, the place, the minion factory of Yerushalayim, and he sees an old person sitting down there, day in, day out. He realizes this person is a homeless. So he invites him to come to his house. He says, I have a room for you. He puts him, he lets him live in his house. Ended up that this old person lived in the house of the host for 8 years. After 8 years, the old person is on his deathbed. Comes the host to the guests and gives him a hand. He says, I want you to do it kiaskaf. I want you to give like almost like a shvuah. The one thing I'm asking of you, I fed you, I hosted you for 8 years. I'm asking you, when you go up to Shemayim, please come down and tell me what's going on over there. After the p'tira of this person, he goes to Shemayim. The host waits a few months, and finally, this guest comes down. He says, Shino, never do tkiyaskaf, never do promise something, because for the neshama to come down from Shemayim down to this world, such a surim had to go through to do this. But I promise I have to do it. So he says, what do you see, Shemayim? He says, I'll share with you one thing. He said, it's very, very difficult to comply with the requirements of doing mitzvahs. A mitzvah needs to be done for the right reasons. When a person does not for the right reasons, he loses out and he doesn't get the full benefit of the mitzvah. Except for one mitzvah. And it probably means a series of mitzvahs. What? The mitzvah of chesed. Because when a person is benefiting his friend, we don't care what his intention is. We don't care if he has alternative motives. As long as the friend is benefiting from it, he gets the full reward for doing chesed. And this was the message for this person who hosted the guest for 8 years. He got the full benefit regardless if he had other kavanas, regardless if he had some doubts about it. And at the end of the day, the friend benefited from it, so he gets the full reward for the chesed. The one who told me the story said that this dream happened right before Pesach of this year, Tavshin Pehe. And this is the yesod of Yisoyus HaTshuvah. That when a person is doing something for his friend, his intentions are not as important as like the mitzvah shebin adon lamakim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.